Yeah, big news this week about the ability of Australopithecus afarensis to walk like a human. Researchers have found that this species of early hominin had rigid arched feet, and this means that afarensis would have spent a great deal of time walking only on 2 feet, which is just a step away from full bipedalism. Now, researcher Carol Ward and colleagues from the University of Missouri have come to this conclusion over a fourth metatarsal. Now, that's the Wayne Rooney foot bone, for those that don't know. Found in Hadar, a well-dug fossil site in Ethiopia, this metatarsal is a perfect example of a bone which was lacking in the famous afarensis specimen known as Lucy. So publishing in the journal Science, the researchers think that this bone points towards arched feet because its two ends are twisted in relation to each other. And now that means that one articular surface, where it meets the cuboid, that's one of the more sort of lumpy bones that makes up the body of the foot, sits at a different angle to the surface where it meets the phalanx, which is essentially in the first row of toe bones. Now this means that the foot was very unlikely to have just been flat, and it would have been quite well adapted to the push-off motion that's required in walking or even running. And it fits in well with what we already know of afarensis's hips and spine, which do suggest quite upright walking, something which a chimpanzee can't do as efficiently.
Because I was going to say feet and hands are really rare in these kinds of fossils, aren't they? Because for some reason, probably because the bones are really small, they're very rarely found.
Exactly that. They're just so small. And it's usually sort of the thicker parts of the skull, and you know, occasionally you get some ribs, but spine that sort of turn up. But walking on 2 feet is something quite rare to find about 3.7 and 2.9 million years ago when afarensis lived. But it could have made regular tool use possible. We don't know for certain that Lucy would have used stone tools, but there was a study that came out last year in Nature by Shannon McFerrin and colleagues, which did seem to suggest that tool use was going on 3.4 million years ago. Now, this would make perfect sense if you have an early hominin who's walking around with 2 feet and has two hands bare.
Had people previously suggested that Lucy and those like her would have walked upright, or had they thought that perhaps she did a bit of both?
Yeah, I think they didn't think she would have walked upright quite to the level that this foot bone suggests. I mean, that, as I said, her spine has the kind of double curve in it that the human spine has, which suggests she could be quite upright. And also the hips are sort of indicative of bipedalism.
But this is the real nail in the coffin. It really does drive the message home. Exactly. Looks like, yeah, that was the case. Thanks, Diana. Dave?